Good evening, everybody. I welcome you all to another midweek Bible study at the Grace Community, where we're continuing on our Bible study series on the topic how to study the Bible or studying the Bible. And today our topic is one that excites me a lot because, you know, I believe that we're moving into more practical aspects of this study. And today's topic is titled Methods of Study. Methods of Study. And what we'll be doing today is to share some methods that that we can employ in studying the Bible. You know, we must always remember that many of these series, or many of the teachings in this series, actually build on principles or lessons we've learned from the previous ones. So for instance, as we will be looking at methods of Bible study, we must remember that whichever method we are adopting or whichever method we choose, we will need to engage in the study following the guiding principles that were talked about 2 weeks ago, and then avoiding the errors that we discussed last week. So it means, for instance, that as we study the Bible, whichever method we choose based on what we will learn today, then we will, for instance, need to apply sincere objectivity to read without preconceived ideas. That was something we learned 2 weeks ago. We need to read contextually. We also learned that 2 weeks ago. And then the errors we looked at avoiding, looking for private, unique, personal interpretations, which we learned last week. We also learned about avoiding eisegesis, but rather we should engage in exegesis last week. And then finally, we talked about not over-spiritualizing the text. And so we'll be applying those lessons as we go ahead to now engage in Bible study. Now, several methods can be used in studying the Bible, and there are many that have been described by different people. But for the purpose of this teaching, we will look at three main ways. You see, the reason why I'm bringing it down to three main ways is that in my view, all the other methods that are usually described are like adaptations or modifications or a blend of different aspects of these main methods that we will discuss. And so, yes, you may find in some other teachings, you know, some other material may describe several methods of Bible study. But for me, these are the three main ones. And every other method is either building on these methods or something. Okay, so it's important to just keep it to three simple methods. So the first one we'll talk about is what I'm calling book study, right? You will notice along the way that perhaps what I'm describing as book study is split into two different types of study. But for me, it's just one, book study. And book study, you know, if you just follow the name, it's really about studying the book of the Bible and going through it chapter after chapter. Just studying the book of the Bible and going through it chapter after chapter, and of course, verse by verse. But you see, it will begin, doing a book study, a proper book study, should begin with having a background study of the book. So, for instance, the historical background of the book, you know, the situation warranting or surrounding the writing of the book, perhaps maybe the year it was written, the location, you know, who wrote the book and who was the book being written to. You know, for example, the first verse of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1 helps us understand that Philippians was a letter that was written by Paul and Timothy to Christians living in Philippi. So sometimes you may not get all the answers to these questions about the historical background, the situation warranting or surrounding the writing, and all of those things, all those historical backgrounds or those background to the book. You may not find it by just reading the book. So sometimes you have to go to some other materials, and we'll be discussing materials that will aid us in Bible study, you know, next, probably next week. I believe. But sometimes you have to go outside of just studying the book to get some of this historical material. Sometimes you have to find some of the background to the book in some other book of the Bible, all right? So you may not find it just by reading the book, but it is good to find out these things. The reason is that they will help in the way we approach the book and will also help to develop some kind of mental picture of the situation and why some things are mentioned in the book the way they are mentioned. You know, so let me give you an illustration, you know, and I'll use the book we studied last in church before the lockdown, and that was 1 Thessalonians. And I remember as we undertook a study of the book, we started with an introduction, you know, looking at the fact that, for instance, 1 Thessalonians is the 13th book in the order of arrangement in New Testament portion of the Bible, and it was written by the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonian Christians. We looked at Thessalonica, describing, you know, what part of the world Thessalonica is. We talked about its commercial position or significance before we then went on to describe the ministry of Paul and his apostle and his missionary team among the Thessalonians. And so we looked at Acts chapter 15 to Acts chapter 17 that gave us a background to what Paul did and his ministry among the Thessalonians. And then we looked at the purpose of the epistle, you know, and it was good for us to have that kind of background for us to understand what Paul was then writing to the Thessalonians about. So that's the kind of example. So sometimes you just go back to try and find out some kind of background to the book before you then go ahead to study the book. Now, so once you have established all this background to the book, then you would need to then study the book verse after verse and chapter after chapter. And so you're following one by one, trying to understand everything verse by verse, the concepts that are, you know, that are expressed in the book. And you only do this, you can only achieve this by paying attention to every detailed information, paying attention to the terms that are used, and even to the tenses that were used by the author in conveying the heart of God to us, both to the initial recipients of the book and then to us now. You understand? Now, I found it very, very helpful, this method of Bible study, you know. I've noticed and I've come to understand that when it is done consistently, when it is done properly, consistently over a period of time, eventually it helps us when we want to engage in other forms of Bible study that we will describe. You know, an in-depth book study, you know, gives us a broad understanding and deep understanding as well of, for instance, topics that are dealt with in that book, and then also the main characters in the book. And so, yes, I believe that book study should be a consistent thing that believers should engage in. You know, just do it as a basic way of studying your Bible. And then the other methods should be add-ons, you know, added things that you then engage in. But your basic, if you were to ask me, you ask me to recommend, the basic form of Bible study should be a book study, where you just study book after book to understand what is contained in the book and the things that are expressed in the book, okay? So we'll move on quickly. The next one, so I've said book study. So you start first in the book study, you start first with the background of the book, and then you now undertake a study of the book chapter by chapter, verse by verse. And I've said that it's so helpful because you come to a good understanding of the topics that are dealt with in the book, and then you also understand the characters, the main characters in the book. So number two is topical study. Now, topical study, different from book study in the sense that you're not studying a book of the Bible verse by verse in this case. Rather, what you do in topical study is to study different topics by going through passages that make reference to that topic. And so these passages may be spread over different books of the Bible. Okay? So it's not just studying one book, but it is studying topics. So for instance, you may want to study love, you may want to study justice, you may want to study righteousness, you may want to study faith, you may want to study sin, you may want to study God, you may want to study Jesus Christ, you may want to study the Holy Spirit, you know. And in fact, a major part of our Bible study series in church is usually topical. I mean, our midweek Bible study in church is topical. So we go from topic to topic, looking at relevant, critical, important topics to our lives as believers, and then we deal with them extensively. And so studying a topic would mean going to different passages in scripture that make reference to that topic. So you would first identify a topic, and then you will do a study, perhaps using a concordance. A concordance is a book containing an index of words arranged in alphabetical order. We'll talk more about concordances next week, I believe. And so you will then find scriptures or passages that make reference to that topic, or to check scriptures that indicate or specify the different passages of scripture that discuss or mention that subject. And so when you check these passages of scripture, you understand the mind of the author, and then a body of knowledge is formed on the topic as you come across different passages of scripture that relate to that topic. Okay, so for instance, you know, you want to study on love. And so they love passages that, you know, immediately spring to mind, you know. For instance, John chapter 3 and verse 16, Romans chapter 5 has some passages on love. 1 John also does. 1 John, practically the whole of 1 John, you know, sometimes we call John the apostle of love. So you find different passages that refer to love, or that talk about the concept of love. Of course, you have 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So reading all of those passages, studying all of those passages would bring us to an understanding of what love is. I mean, the love of God, right? So you would need to ask questions like, you know, at the end of doing a topical study, the questions will be, what is a working definition of that topic? You know, I would suggest that you come up with a definition, your own definition, something that you have come up with as you studied the passages concerning that topic. So what is a working definition of the topic? How do all the verses, you see, because our God is not a God of confusion, right? Our God is a God of order. So what he reveals concerning a topic in a passage of scripture may not be the complete revelation of his mind concerning it. But then there will be other verses of scripture that would bring us to a well-rounded understanding of what that topic is. So you need to look at it. How do these verses relate together? You know, what does this study that you've undertaken, how has it informed your understanding of the topic, and what does it tell you about God? Because you see, eventually it's not just to learn about a topic, but to see the person of God and how we relate with God in the context of that topic. And then of course, you know, those are the things to think about. So topical study, that's what it is about, studying a topic by going through different passages of scripture that relate to that topic. Our last series before we came into this series of how to study the Bible was a series on the Holy Spirit, and it was a powerful series. We went week after week, month after month, examining and looking into scripture to learn about the Holy Spirit, his work in our lives. So we start from the Holy Spirit, who is he? What did he do under the Old Testament? What does he do in the New Testament? What is his role in our lives? What is his role in our salvation? What is his role as our helper? And it was really, really powerful. And of course, we had to go through different passages of scripture, right from the Old Testament into the New Testament. And we looked at all of this to come to better understanding of the person of the Holy Spirit and his work in our lives. So that is a topical study. The final one, the third one I'm going to talk about is a character study. A character study. Someone has said that there are about 2,900 people mentioned in the Bible. You know, over 2,900 people mentioned in the Bible. And of course, some were mentioned just very fleetingly, you know. While some played an important role in the biblical narratives, but the thing is, we can learn valuable lessons from studying the lives of many of these people. And so character study is a method of Bible study in which the life of a specific person mentioned in the Bible is studied. All right? So the life of a specific person mentioned in the Bible is studied. And the aim is to learn from the events in this character's life, their actions and their attitudes. And even in church, I remember in the past, we've had some character studies in the church and they were really exciting. I remember very well. At least I remember the one we had on Joseph. I remember we had one on David. We had one on Paul. And we had one on the 12 disciples of Jesus. You know, really interesting. For instance, in our study on the life of David, we even segmented the life of David into three parts. The first part was his life as a shepherd boy till his battle with Goliath. And then the second part was from after he defeated Goliath till he ascended the throne. And then the third part was his reign as king till his death. And I remember we even did it as a group. You know, we split ourselves into groups to study these aspects of David's life. And there were so many valuable lessons that we learned. And of course, so the questions to ask when doing a character study would be, you know, what were this person's outstanding character traits? Was there any great crisis in the person's life? And if yes, how did the person face this crisis? What was this person's experience with God like? Were there any particular faults that were evident in this person's life? You see, the good thing is that the Bible doesn't paper over any cracks. The Bible doesn't try to present any heroes or perfect people. And so the Bible says it as it is, you know? And so you can learn, you can see that these people also had issues. They had things that they dealt with. And it helps us, you know? We can note their faith. We can note their service to God. We can note their knowledge of God. We can note their knowledge of the Word of God. We can look at their courage in witnessing, the attitude they had towards God's worship and things like that. We can even see what their fears were, what their flaws were, and how were they able to overcome those fears? How were they able to overcome those flaws? What were the methods that they used? What were the principles that they employed in the things that they did that we can also learn from and apply in our lives? You know, we can look at them. What motivated them to do the things that they did? Why did they take the decisions that they took? And it's as we do those studies, as we ask those questions, that we're able to learn valuable lessons for us in our lives. And of course, also, a character study sometimes, you know, will mean reading through different passages of scripture or different portions of the Bible that make mention of the person's life. You know, sometimes, especially for those of us who want to do character studies of the Old Testament, you don't ever forget to look at the New Testament references to that character, because sometimes they gave you a background to some of the decisions that those people took. You know, if you just read about Abraham from the Old Testament without reading the references to Abraham in the New Testament, then you may not have a complete understanding of the character Abraham. That's what I'm trying to say. So you read different passages of the Bible that make reference to this character, more or less like a topical study where you go to different passages of the Bible that describe that topic. The same way too, when it comes to a character study, you go to different passages of the Bible that describe or that make reference to this character, this person, and then you're able to come to an understanding of this person's life and the different things that we've talked about. So, whichever method that we use, we must always end with questions to know the life applications of whatever we have learned. So, how does this impact our lives? Those are questions to ask. So, it's not just to fill our heads with knowledge about these people, but to see how the lessons that we learn from their lives can make a difference in our lives as well. All right? So we'll end here today, and then next week we'll look at materials that will aid us in Bible study. And so it is as we look at that that we'll, for instance, talk about different Bible translations, and I'll need to say a bit about that. Why do we have different Bible translations, and then how do we choose a Bible translation? All right. So I hope We've learned a thing or two today, and then join us again next week as we continue in this series on studying the Bible. Thank you so much. Bye.